The All-Local on KNX News, 97.1 FM.
The ports of L.A. and Long Beach have shut down after contract negotiations for dock workers stalled. The Pacific Maritime Association, which represents the shipping companies and port terminal operations, is accusing the Dock Workers Union of staging work actions which are forcing terminals all along the West Coast to close. The union held stop work meetings last night, and most members either did not show up for work today or staged individual work slowdowns. More than 22,000 dock workers have been working without a contract since July 1st of last year.
West Hollywood's Pride Weekend begins tonight with a concert featuring Idina Menzel. Natalie Tavidian joins us live now from West Hollywood Park. Natalie.
Hi, Rob. It took me a very long time to get in here. Lots of traffic all around town, but so many people are excited to get into this concert here soon. 15,000 people are expected to be here tonight. Jeff Consoletti is with WeHo Pride.
Out Loud is our queer music festival that really champions and promotes queer, LGBTQ, and allied artists. Tonight in West Hollywood Park, we have an amazing lineup featuring Shangela, Tinashe, the legendary Idina Menzel, and Jessie Ware. We are sold out, but it was a free concert, so people could register in advance. We're super excited, expecting close to 15,000 people here.
And again, those were free tickets, but the tickets are sold out to account for the number of people. And tomorrow morning, there is a Free Street Community Fair that'll open up tomorrow. Karen and Rob, they are setting up as we speak, and people should be let in here. There are rehearsals going on stage, and people should be let in here in about an hour for the Out Loud Music Festival.
Thanks, Natalie. Five people have been injured in a three-car crash in the Westlake District of L.A. L.A. City Fire's Margaret Stewart says this happened on North Alvarado near Beverly.
Three patients, which were two adults and one child, were transported in critical condition.
The child is reported to be an 8-year-old boy. The two others in the crash had minor injuries, with one of them running away from the scene.
Chaotic scene outside of North Hollywood Elementary School this morning as supporters of the LGBTQ community went head-to-head with angry parents over a school assembly recognizing Pride Month. John Bear reports things got really heated.
Some people were protesting because they didn't feel it was appropriate to hold a Pride event at Satakoi Elementary or any other school. They felt that should be up to the parents to decide whether to have a conversation like that.
I think it shouldn't be at the school. I shouldn't be in a public assembly for K through 5 children, because the topic can be divisive and it also can be something the kids aren't ready to hear.
They were jawing with supporters of the LGBTQ community, and scores of police were there to break up the scuffles. The protesters even tried to drown out LA school board member Kelly Gonez, but she was able to tell reporters she felt the Pride Assembly was, in fact, appropriate.
LGBTQ families exist in our community, and I think that children are able to see that, and there's nothing wrong about acknowledging the diversity and the existence of LGBTQ families in our community, because there are students enrolled at Satakoi who have those types of families.
The teachers' union slammed the protest, blaming it on, quote, an intolerant minority trying to divide communities. The protesters, though, said they just wanted some say over their kids' education. I'm John Baird, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
A ceremony to mark Pride Month and honor members of the LGBTQ community, scheduled for Monday in the California State Senate chambers, is stirring up controversy. Sister Roma, the unofficial leader of the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, will be honored for her decades of charitable work. Senate Republicans, though, are strongly objecting to the sisters, calling them a hateful group. But Democrat and LGBTQ caucus chair Senator Susan Eggman tells us her colleagues across the aisle are too quick to be offended.
I am Catholic. I'm a lifelong Catholic. Most of my family and friends are Catholic. And as far as I know, nobody is offended. And most nuns I know are not offended. And we recognize satire for satire's sake. We recognize community theater for community theater's sake. And we also know that religion has been used as a weapon against the LGBT community.
Senate Republican leader Brian Jones tells KNX that the sisters' mockery of Catholics should not be accepted.
If they were denigrating the Star of David, the Jewish faith, or a personification of Muhammad, or any other faith, would it be as accepted and would it be as recognized as just parody and just fun, loving displays. No, it wouldn't. It wouldn't be accepted at all. And so it's not appropriate that it's accepted just because it's the Catholic faith or other Christians.
All of this comes after the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence were invited, uninvited, and then reinvited to Dodger Stadium for their Pride Night event on June 16th.
And got some reports of a case of hepatitis A in a person recently detained at Men's Central Jail. Some public health officials are looking into this. Anyone who may have been exposed at the lockup between May 13th and May 28th is advised to get vaccinated. There's going to be free vaccinations for those people at a number of locations listed on LA County's public health website. Hepatitis A is very contagious, and people can spread the virus even before they feel sick.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX News." You can listen on the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps, and on our website at knxnews.com.